Beis Hashem is Boch. We begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Metamei Mishkan Moishim, those that contaminate the things that they sit in and they lay on in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which we continue the theme of the previous Perakim, which introduced us to four types of Tumas, Zav, Zavo, Nida, and Yeledes, that they are Metamei Mishkan Moishim. In this Perek, we discuss that of the Boyal Nida, the man who actually cohabited with the Nida, and those that contaminate retroactively. That's Rambam Gins Halachah regarding the Tumah of Boyal Nida. So Boyal Nida, a man who has relations with a menstruating woman, can Nida has the halacha like the menstruating woman, meaning shu av me'abaisa tumah shel Torah. He is also considered now one of the primary categories of tumah from the Torah, just like the Nida herself. When metame kelim b'maga, he contaminates vessels by touching, and metame adam b'masa u'b'maga, he contaminates a person by carrying and by touching, or metame b'hesed, he causes tumah by causing it to something to move. And Metame Mishkav Amerikov, he also contaminates that. What he lays on, what he rides on, Kanida, just like the Nida. Now, it's not exactly like the Nida, as the Rambam gets his halacha base, but he will have the halacha categories like the Nida. Because halacha base, in Mishkav Boil Nida Umerkavai, however, the bed and the what he's riding on of that man who cohabited with a Nida is not Kimishkav Nida Umerkavai. It's not exactly like that which the woman herself that's a Nida, what she lays on, what she rides on. Shamishka by Amerikav Shadirasal of Nida, because the bed or the writing element that the Nida stepped on, that's Avme Avaisa Tumah, meaning the bed itself actually has the same status as the woman herself as the Avatum. But a Mishka Boil Nida Merkavi, but that which the man who had relations with the Nida, what he sits on, what he lays on, is only a Vlad Tumah, is one step down, is a derivative of Tumah. Kakim Shanoigebehem, like vessels that he touches. She'en metam adam b'lei kelim, does not contaminate people and neither vessels. Ilo ocholim mashkim b'vad, only food items and beverages. Now v'lam nigra tumas mishkavim and tumas mishkavim. Why is the bedding of the boil nida that tuma less than the tuma of what the nida lays on? Because the Torah says about the nidas alav. Seemingly, it sounds like that the halacha of nida is exactly like the boil nida. The reason is they should never be boil nida, because regarding the boil nida, the Torah tells us, "Utehi nidasa lo b'tumah shavasyam." Her nida should be on him, and he should be tummy 7 days. Now, Benema Bayan says also regarding the boil nida, "V'chala mishkav ashiyishka b'lav yitmon." Pasuk Mikra says, "And every bedding that he lays on should become tummy." Now, me'acha should never from the fact that Pasuk already told me, "Utehi nidasa lo," that her nida should be on him. Any day should be tummy mishkav. Don't I know there's going to be tummy mishkav just like a nida? So, Benema, why is it said? So actually from this they taught us Shakasav Nitke. Pasuk actually coming to uproot Mitumachamura from the severe level of Tumah of the Nida. Tam Adamakim to contaminate people and vessels. Utalai Bitumakalam. And it's actually suspending and saying, no, it's different. We're mentioning specifically to say it's gonna have a lower level of Tumah. Shemishkovi Volat, that his bedding should only be a derivative. Vilaitama Odvakam difference, not gonna contaminate people and vessels, ilchola mashkumavad, only food items and beverages, Kishar Valad is a tumma, like all other derivatives of first degree of tumma. Now halacha gimel, echad ba'al anida, whether one cohabits with an actual menstruating woman, what's called a nida, which during her 7 days of nida, or a woman who saw one or two discharges during her 11 days of Ziva, which she has to then safeguard the following day, a woman who gave birth, which again, all these women have been described in the three out of the four categories, because the fourth one was the Zav, was a male, of that they have this halacha of Metame Mishka B'Meisha. And if a man has relations with any one of these three types, Ben Kedarkon, Ben Shalei Kedarkon, with the normal way, with an unnatural way, Echramara, whether he only begins the act of cohabitation, Vecharagam, whether he finishes it off, Ben God the Shabbala Gitana, whether it's an adult with a minor, Ben Katan Shabbala Gadala, whether it's a minor with a woman that's an adult. Either way, Mistam Mishram Boyal Nida, he's going to have the tumma of a Boyal Nida. Now, when do we say this? When the man is who's cohabiting is at least 9 years old, the woman was at least a three years old. Because then they're already at the age of what's called act of bia, act of cohabitation. If a pachas become less than that, in mistam mishum boil nida, then there's not going to be conveying the tumah of cohabiting with a nida. Elam mishum negeib a nida b'vad. Obviously, an act of cohabitation you're touching, but that's shuv vlad ven av, which that only makes him into a derivative, not into a primary category. And v'chem boil hazav. So too, if one cohabits with a zav, which is that fourth category of the male, hadei kunegeib by there, there's no halacha boil nida. That's like as if you're touching the zav. Whether someone touches the Zav or get cohabitation from the Zav, either way, It's only the woman that contaminates one who has cohabitation with her, and not the Zav. Halacha Dalad talks about regarding the retroactive tumah when a woman has a discharge of blood. So Hanida, the menstruating woman, Vazava, which is essentially the same thing of a discharge of blood, but it's during the 11 days of Ziva, and Vishmasim Keneged Yoim, which is a subcategory of Zava, what's called Zava Katana. She only saw 1 or 2 days. She has to safeguard the following day, not Shiv and the Kim like a Zava. Or Vahiled, this woman gave birth. Now, these women who have this state of Tumah, even if they did not see a discharge of blood, they all contaminate, however, retroactive from the previous 24 hours, or from the time that they check and they find blood to the last time that they had checked and they didn't find blood. This was called Me'esla Eish Shabanida, the 24-hour period by the Nida. Ketzad, as Ram illustrates household. So Isha Shaisa Taira, if a woman was pure, the Ein Lo Vesis, and she did not have a period, which is a set time when she sees her dam, Ubatka Asma Meshachris, and she checks herself in the morning, Umatzatar, and she finds that she tired, there's no dam. Uvachata Yom Batka Asma Matzadam, now halfway through the day she checks herself and she does find dam. So all the things of Tahara that she was engaged in from the first time that she checked in the morning until the second time she checked in the afternoon are Tameis Lamafreya, retroactively become Tame, because a woman that's a Nida, it has, besides the Isser of Nida, has the Tumah of Nida, and she contaminated out of doubt since the last time she checked. Maybe the moment that she checked herself right after that she was taught, that right after she got Dam, and therefore everything would be in that halachic stringency of being concerned that she was Tame. Let's say she checked today and she was tar. After 2 or 3 days, she checks and she finds dam. So all the tars that she had done from the moment that she had checked, she finds dam until the prior 24 hours. To me, I'm afraid it's going to be tummy retroactive. So it's whichever one is more recent, it's limited to 24 hours or to the last time she checked. Now, the aid regarding the cloth that the woman uses to do a bedika, which is to do an internal examination, shalach atashmish, that she uses after marital intimacy, that will have the equivalent of having checked. And hence, that we're not going to do further back, even though it's within 24 hours from the last time that she checked and she didn't find anything. Now, but the one, however, shalafnei tashmish, the one that she, the checking that she does before marital intimacy, that will not be qualified as a checking for this halacha, because she's hastily wanting to engage in marital intimacy, and therefore she doesn't really check so well, and therefore that cannot qualify as a bona fide pekida to verify, to say we're not going to go further back of within 24 hours for our suspicion of tumah. Halacha hey, isha shesh levesis. Now, a woman that does have a set period, but also Damashas Vesta, and she sees Dam during her said period. So though we said before, oh, you find now, we don't know when it was here, could have been in the last 24 hours, the last time you checked. But this woman who has a said period, and she sees it during that time, so then we say Dayashite, we say sufficient this moment, that we're only going to say what from this point onwards is going to be Tame. Ve'enu Tamei Mafreya, and she's not going to contaminate retroactively, and the reason for that is because we presume that the blood comes in its designated time, which is what a Vestis is, which is it generally comes right now. Now, Higiyashas Vesta, let's say, came the time of her expected period. Vile Batkasma, she didn't check herself. Now, Lachiyam Batkasma Matzadam, and then a few days later, she checks herself and she finds Dam. Hadezer Tamei Lafreya, then she will have Tumah retroactive. And Vareba Cheskis Nida B'Shas Vesta, actually, she has a presumption that she was Nida from the moment of her vest, of her expected period. Vizuhi Tumas Vesasas Amud B'Chal Makam, this is the Tumah of the expected periods, which are mentioned in all places. And again, it's not only 24 hours, which we do because when we don't know when it's a woman that does not have a set period. Here we do, and we expect it came then. You didn't check. Now it's a few days later. We have to suspect it was from back then. Now, v'matza atzma toira. But let's say she finds herself pure, k'shabat ka'acha vesel, when she checks after the expected period. Well, then there is a toira. Then she's tar, she's pure, because obviously the inspection proves that there was no dam there at the time of her expected period. Halacha vav. Any woman that has a set period, targish ba'atzma, she'll sense in her body either mefahekes, that she'll yawn, or mesateshes, or she's going to sneeze, or cheshes, or she's going to feel some type of a heaviness and pain by pikres, or by the opening of her by her stomach, or v'shipul me'eho, the bottom of her intestines, meaning by the genital area. So she's going to grab a hold of her like a trembling. Or she's going to have a headache. Or her limbs are going to be heavy. Or similar physiological symptoms. Now, v'yesh, isha, now there are certain women, shadarka, lidois, that their norm is to see their discharge of period. That when it starts one of these physiological symptoms, right away in the beginning when she feels those symptoms, that's when she generally has a flow of blood. Now there is a woman, that she's going to delay with such an event, first an hour or two, and then she's only going to see the blood discharge at the end of that period. So, if she's her usual pattern was that she's usual that she sees in the beginning of the period. So, all the tarus that she was engaged in during the time of her expected period are going to be tame, meaning if subsequently at the end you find dam, because we expect that it came during the beginning. But if she's normal that she generally gets her period at the end of the expect that whole physiological phenomena that she has, well, kol tarus she'asa b'techa veses tarus, then all the tarus she's been getting during the veses is going to be tar. And because we're not suspecting only from the time that it's normal for us to see, which is ad esr matadam, which is until the time when they find blood, meaning from when we expect it until they find, but when they expect by this woman is at the end of her vessels, and therefore during the whole time of the vessels up until the end, we don't suspect that she had dam. Halacha Zayin continues regarding the retroactive tuma of a woman who finds a stain. Haroi kesim, if a woman finds a stain, tamei elam afrei, which she finds a stain of blood. She didn't sense it necessarily coming up, but she finds a stain. So, tamei mafrei, she's going to be tummy retroactive, adesa pekidam, until the time that she had last checked. So, and that's even if, actually, more than 24 hours had passed since the time of the check. And the reason for that is because it's possible she didn't notice the stain for a long time. But regarding the case of when she finds blood right now, that we don't have to suspect that it was there so long, and if it would only go back to last time she checked within 24 hours. But a stain could have been there for who knows how long, and so therefore, up until the last time we checked, we suspect that maybe there was dam, and she's going to be tummy all the way back to that last time. So too, the garment itself that the stain was found on, not just the woman, but the garment, is tummy mafrei, also going to have retroactive tumma. So, and therefore, all the tarus that touched the garment after it was last checked are going to be tummy, because that itself has tumma. Now, v'ad kama, now, until how long? Until she says, as far back as she can verify and say, oh, I had checked the garment and there was no stain. But after that point, since she had never checked, it could have been who knows how long ago, it will have the tumma from the stain. I feel like kibastu b'libadakatur. Now, even if she did laundry, but she didn't check, and that's specifically when she says she didn't check, but in general, we do suspend and we presume that she did check before she did laundry. But if she did laundry, didn't check, tummy mekayid makibas, then it's going to be tummy even from before the laundry, lemafrei retroactive, achas p'dikah, to the last time that she checked. Now, v'afil nimtza kesem lach, and even if the stain that she's finding on her garment is moist, we don't say, oh, the fact that it's moist obviously was here just a short while and because it didn't have time to dry up yet. No. Here's a metam lemafreya, it's going to be tummy retroactive, achas p'dikah, the last time she checked, could have been a week ago. Shaniyam, because I say, miyam hayisham. Actually, it was there for many days already. But v'avta nafal of mayim, and aslach, some liquid fell in it, some water, and made it moist. And therefore it's moist, but really could have been there for a long time, and therefore the tumma is going to be as back as far to the last time that she checked. Halacha ches. Now, mechala nashim shadayin shaitin. All the women that we say, it's sufficient to say the tumma for this moment that we find the dam, and we're not going to say it's tumma retroactive, which, as we explained before, are the women that have a set period, what's called ves kavua, and also four women that we're going to mention in the beginning of the next parak. So kisman kiriyasan, their stains are like when they have a discharge, where that is ve'in metamo, so I'm afraid we don't say that tumma is going to be retroactive, because we presume it happened right now. Now, to the thrust of how far this goes of the tumma retroactive, says the Rambam, kol eila noshma tameis l'mafrei. Now, all the women that do have the tumma retroactive, whether she has a discharge of blood or whether she finds a stain, so that tum is going to be even retroactive for what she was sitting on and for what she was riding on, which is latame od magadim, which makes those items an avatama to contaminate people and garments. So to their spittle and their urine, are tum retroactive. And even the earthenware vessel that was with a tightly fastened seal, Matamas Oysel Mafrei, they also contaminate that retroactive. Aval, one exception is, Enim Matamas as a Boil Mafrei, Mishum Boil Nida. They do not contaminate the man they had relation with retroactive because of him having had relation with a Nida. Elim Shum Negebel that, he obviously touched her, so he's going to have a halacha of touching, but he won't have the halacha of bayil nida. Avalagoy kesem, but if someone, if she sees a finds a stain, they're actually, meaning from here on, habayil leisa ma'achashem tzakes, but if he has a relationship with her now after that she found the stain, then he will be tummy because we're having cohabitation with a nidu, because we do suspect him by finding the stain. But retroactive, they were not going to say that he had the halacha of a boil nidu. Halacha test. Uberes, regarding a pregnant woman, shohitzu uber es yoda vechzira, if the fetus stuck its hand out of the vagina and then pulled it back in. So ima tmele, the woman will have the tumma of having given birth, which is one of these four cases of metam mishka malaysia. Now, betumas he led this. And the girsa that we have is yod, which is actually referring back to the case we just described. The woman has the tumma of yledes because of the hand that the baby stuck out, and the tumma's meisel eis, and the retroactive tumma of the previous 24 hours, the fact that we say that tumma is going to go retroactive previous 24 hours. Or, like we said from the last time it was checked, lemafre, which is retroactive. Kamash Brown, like we explained, which some prints have a period here, that has to be deleted, they only because they erased the word yod. So they were saying that there's tumas yeledes and there's tumas leis, b'kil b'kil mafreya, like we explained, that would be a period. But actually, it's a continuation if you have the girsa of yod. That we're talking about, all these things are rabbinic and it's going on the end of the next sentence, is zosa. So it's talking about the tumas yeledes of the yod, or tumas leis, or b'kil b'kil, which is written mafreya, like we explained, and the tumas vesasis. And the tumma of a woman that has a ves kavua, a set period, and she checked herself in the designated time after the time of the vest, and she finds dam, which we say that the tumma is going to go retroactive until the vest, which could have been even a few days already. The tumma is kasasim, and the tumma of a stain in general, that we make a woman a nida because we find a stain. How come did we say from all these are from rabbinic law, but tumma is from a safik, and therefore the tumma is from doubt. Now lefikach, therefore, since it's only from safik, ain't serving the lame truma v'kachim. You don't burn truma v'kachim becomes in contact with the tumma derivatives of these rabbinic doubtful situations. I'll tell them, rather we suspend it. We don't burn it, but we don't use it v'kachim either. Emachin chulin shenasal taras hakodesh shenimu elu. So too, if let's say there was something unconsecrated, but that was made in the high level of purity that kachim, which many people had that custom to keep that purity even for their chulin items, shenimu elu became tumma. These things, Thailand, again, we suspend it. Now, avlanasim ataras truma, but in contrast, that which is not made ataras hakodesh for the level of tara of kachim, rather it was only made on the lower level of tara of truma, and b'chulin hatvulin lechalan, so to chulin, which is regular chulin, but it's considered tevel because the chala portion was not separated from it yet. So emes tam b'chalela tumas shem debrim, they don't become tummy at all from all these tumas which are only, like we said, from rabbinic law. So in tzeis ha'imer comes out that you say shekol achaz mela noshim, every one of these women, Umishkoven, the Midkoven, and what they sit on and what they write on, Verukun, the Mimidaglaim, and their spittle and their urine. Ubayil, and if someone who has cohabitation with a Raya Kesem, with a woman who saw a stain, Ma'achashanim Zakesem, after that she saw the stain, Ubayiledis, Ma'achashyotze Eva Bechazar, or if a man has relations with a woman who gave birth only of the limb, the hand that came out and then was taken back in, all these cases, Kul Nabois Tumas Mendebe Sefim, the Ogin Abalach of Avatuma, but only from rabbinic law. Because the man who has relation with the kesem, the whole halach of a kesem itself is only rabbinic. And the tumas yeledes is not with a hand, it's more, it has to be more to be considered yeledes, but rabbinically it is. Again, all these cases, they're going to have halacha of mishka, v'moshe, v'merka, they have all these halachas, but that's only from rabbinic law.